A report to unveil the violations of human rights in the U.S. in 2013, Iranian Basij Organization has held a meeting in Tehran University to review a variety of human rights violations in the U.S., including abuses related to criminal justice, immigration, national security, and drug policy. Almost all the violations have been confirmed by international organizations such as Human Rights Watch. The organization says within these areas, victims are often the most vulnerable members of society, racial and ethnic minorities, immigrants, children, the elderly, the poor, and prisoners. Despite such flagrant abuses and violence against the American citizens, the U.S. government always condemns many countries around the world for violating human rights.
Western governments and especially the U.S. prepare reports over human rights situations in other countries and use them as political instruments. That is why the U.S. itself is the biggest violator of human rights. We decided to prepare and publicize a report over U.S. violations in 2013 based on documents provided by the international organizations.
Reports reveal that in the U.S., every 28 hours, one American citizen is killed by police or security forces. Among the victims, 40% are black.
Human rights is on one hand a subject for ideological topics, and on the other hand, it's a perspective in Western countries for a targeted operation against independent countries. The West thinks the only perfect lifestyle is the one they follow, but independent countries like Iran have chosen their way of lifestyle.
The Human Rights Watch says African Americans are nearly four times more likely to be arrested for drug possession than whites in the U.S. Because they are disproportionately likely to have criminal records, members of racial and ethnic minorities are more likely than whites to experience stigma and legal discrimination in employment, housing, education, public benefits, jury service, and the right to vote. Based on reports by Amnesty International, police brutality is seen in different occasions, including use of excessive force against peaceful protests, using stun gun on innocent campaigners, and many other examples. Numerous reports by Human Rights Watch and independent international organizations show that the United States of America is among countries with the worst human rights records. Ehsan Keybani, Press TV, Tehran.